Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. I hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for getting up and coming and sharing this little time with me. It's Hump Day. Why don't we even call it Hump Day? Where did that name even come from? But anyway, this is what we call Hump Day Wednesday, where we kind of feel like, oh, we're halfway through that week, and we just got that little bit of stretch to go. So welcome to the coffee house. Come on in, sit down, relax. This show is kind of not geared towards talking so much about the industry. It's more so just trying to bring up topics, you know, to make you think, to wish you a great day, play some good music. But I have to just mention something, you know. I got caught up with the literary people this morning. I did. I got caught up and was going back and forth on a post with them and almost forgot that I had a radio show to do. But you know what? It was kind of good. It was kind of good for me to kind of step into that arena just for a little bit, because, you know, that's where I started as Lady Flava. It really, really was. It's how I came to be known out there online and around and about is being a book reviewer for African-American literature. I will have to admit, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's menopause. I don't know if it's just my mind being so busy. I really have a hard time reading now. I do. I just have a very, very difficult time just sitting in one place and reading. Maybe I've got ADHD. I don't know. But I'm hoping now that the weather is starting to cool down here in Seattle that I'm going to be able to just kind of chill and get caught up on some books and get some book reviews, you know, out there, and maybe get back into reading books for review a little bit more than I have for, oh gosh, many years now. But anyway, I've got some great music I want to play for you, and, you know, hopefully can share some good thoughts, some things for you to think about, and just, you know, again, be able to wish you a great day on this Wednesday. Ah, first Wednesday of September. It's first day of school here in Seattle. I know several kids, you know, in schools started yesterday. And I know we're kind of behind compared to other parts of the country, but today is my grandbaby's first day of kindergarten. She is so, so excited. So, but anyway, let me jump into some music for you and get this show started. This is a new artist, and I fell in love with this piece. And it's interesting because he's kind of got different versions of this one piece. But I want to play this. It's by Leonard Waltzton, and it's called You Should Be Here.
my mind and we never broke up. And I just can't seem to wake up from this nightmare.
That was a great way to start out Morning Coffee with Flava with a new piece by a new artist that has come my way on here on Flava News Radio. That was Leonard Walston, Len, with his piece, You Should Be Here. Wasn't that beautiful? I loved it. I'm excited about, you know, doing shows like this, when I, especially when I'm able to share music that I love or new music with you. And there's actually quite a few artists that I've been connecting with. I do go around and pay attention to the different groups and reach out and take some time to get to know new music and see if it's something that I would love to play on my show, and so then I'll reach out to those artists. I keep going back and forth and in how I want to do this here with Flava News and the Flava News movement. And you know what? That is such a challenge, but it's still all good because guess what? This is where people pay attention to Lady Flava. It really, really is. The listenership has grown and grown and grown, and I'm excited. I'm thrilled. And I appreciate the following. I appreciate people coming back. I appreciate those of you that, you know, share with your networks about the show. I appreciate the artists that let people know that I play them. You know, it's all about, you know, networking and spreading the love, right? So I've got some more music, and I think I'm going to just kind of jump into a little set here and play some for you. And then, you know, we'll come back and share a little thought or two. This artist I think I'm going to start out this set with is Jonathan Winstead, and this is called Sexy Lady Love.
There's a side of you I haven't seen before. You pique my interest, leaving me wanting more. Sexy lady love, I hope you're not offended. I hope you don't mind, I just wanna call ya. Sexy lady love, you really caught my eye. Is that alright? Every day on the job, you seem to capture my attention, babe. You got to pull me in, you find your way to get under my skin, but that ain't your intention. Baby, oh, 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 oh.
feeling today?
I just want you away, even though I
picture in a frame instead of happy dreams of how things should have been. Do you ever feel the same? Are you looking for my face on the back of the 2%? Now I'm
a short little set. I started out with Jonathan Winstead with Sexy Lady Love. Then I went into Eric E.Q. Young with Smile A While, closing out that set with Matt Cusin with Every Step. Okay, I think they're sounding pretty good. Kimora's off for her first day to kindergarten. She is so excited. And she's actually pretty wide awake, so we'll see if she keeps that up throughout the school year, because she does not like to go to sleep, and she doesn't like to wake up early in the morning. So, you want to say good morning? Okay, say good morning, everyone.
Good morning, and what's your name?
Say, have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, she's off to school. So, anyway, I hope you're doing well this morning. We're halfway through the show, and you know, I'm actually feeling pretty good. I was up till 2 in the morning, so, yeah. But, you know, I had some good conversations last night, and really just kind of helped me through a little bad time, you know, that I'm dealing with. It is not easy being Lady Flava, and I know it doesn't necessarily mean that when you're in this industry, you know, of working with, you know, creative souls and music and literature and, you know, any art form and all of that, that you have rough times. You know, it can happen at any point, you know, in your life. And I think that sometimes as easy as it's said, and I preach it all the time, don't I, about attitude is everything. It's not always easy. It's not always easy. And I've been trying to turn it over to prayer and meditation. And I'll be honest with you, I've been solid two weeks trying to do that. And that didn't, you know, really work either. And So I kind of, you know, reached out to some people I trust, and, you know, just really kind of shared, you know, what's going on. And, you know what, I feel better this morning. I do. So I guess my thoughts would be, I hope that when you're going through a hard time that you've got somebody in your world that you can trust. Sometimes it's just not good to hold it in, you know, and that we're meant to kind of get it out. I also think it's good to journal, you know, or, you know, there's different ways of getting it out. But I think when you just have a good ear, you know, somebody just kind of listens, even helps you process, even feels your anger and gets angry with you or whatever. But, yeah, creative souls are not the easiest people to work with, and I just kind of feel like there's a dark cloud over a whole lot of people's worlds right now, and I've been trying to not absorb it, but I'm a Cancer, and I do. I absorb, you know, the energy of other people, and, you know, I don't know if it's just, you know, as we're changing seasons, I was kind of talking about that on, I believe, the Coffee House show on Saturday, you know. We're going into fall now, but it doesn't necessarily, you know, mean when you change seasons that it's an actual season. It could be just, you know, you're at a point where you need to make some changes. And I think for me, I run into those. And I think this year I've run into it a lot where I have to kind of reevaluate things and make it make sense for me, you know, because I get caught up. I get caught up in so many things. I get pulled from so many directions. I am an admin for so many groups you probably don't even realize that I'm an admin for, and I try to keep up with that. And, you know, I work with my core artists, and, you know, sometimes it's not always easy working with them and, you know, and stuff. I don't think that a lot of people really, really know how much I have my hands in things. And so I have to learn to say no. I have to learn to breathe. I have to learn to prioritize, you know, what's most important that I need to accomplish. And, you know, I really just need to be smart. And so I'm kind of trying to look at the challenges that I've had to face, you know, in this industry and, you know, see why it's happening and, you know, turn it into some kind of, you know, seeing the good in it, you know, and maybe there's a reason why all of this is coming down the way that it is. And so this morning, trust and believe, I am feeling so much better, even though I was up till 2 in the morning. And I thank those that I've had the conversations with, you know. So, yeah, that's what I would say to you, is hopefully you've got somebody that you can talk to and trust. And not necessarily your partner in crime either. You know, I think sometimes it's good to be able to step outside of our loved ones and, you know, be able to share, you know, with somebody who we're not, like, intimately involved with. But anyway, let me jump into some more music. I don't know. I kind of feel like on a theme with men this morning. So I'm going to play a piece by John Hopkins, and this is called Love's Just Funny.
Love's just funny, 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 funny. Love's just funny, 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 funny. Love's just funny, 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 funny. Love's just funny, 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 funny. People said our love would fail. They tried to keep us apart. Yes, they did. Little did they know what's inside our hearts. Love's just funny that way. Our love affair should never be. That's what our friends all said. Yes, they did. They don't know just how we feel. Love's just funny that way. When I first saw you, I really didn't think that I should have ghost of a chance. now that I know all we've been through. I've had a taste of love's sweet romance. Tell me that you love me like I love you. I'll tell you straight from my heart, yes I will. My love for you will always be. Love's just funny that way. Yeah. Love's so funny that way. Of a chance. Now that I know all we've been through, I've had a taste of love, sweet romance. Tell me that you love me like I love you. I'll tell you straight from my heart, yes I will. My love for you will always be. Love's just funny that way. Look who's laughing now. Not you, not me. Love's just funny that way. Hey. I want to tell you that I'm always going to love you. You said we'd always be together. You were right, darling. You were right. They don't know. They never know. But I do. You know, I love you so much. Can't live without you. It's just you and me. You and me against this big, big world. Yeah. Funny, 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 funny. They don't know what we know. Don't you know we...
I don't know what to say to you.
Take your time,
never felt the way I do, the way I feel about you.
How do you feel? How do you feel?
I'm so afraid to be in love with you. All my dreams and my deepest fears come true.
Don't be afraid, don't you be afraid.
I've been hurt so many times before. I just closed the door.
Trust me, baby, this is something so incredible.
Incredible.
See, I can feel it, I can taste it. This time I'm not gonna waste it. Best believe it, then, girl. Been wanting so much more. And you give me so much more. But I'm more me than I've ever been before. so brand new. My mind is so damn blown.
My mind is so blown.
Been wanting so much more. And you, you give me so much more. Come on, recognize I'm all. But I'm more me, more me than I've ever been before.
I can't believe it. I love you so much.
I love you so much.
And since this started,
I can't get enough.
I'm so excited. I long for your touch.
And since this started,
I can't get
on Flavor News Radio from the men that have crossed my path, starting out that set with John Hopkins with Love, It's Just Funny, going into Peter Moore with Your Face, and closing out that set with a local talent out of the Pacific Northwest, Darius Wilbridge, with the title track to his CD, Can't Get Enough. Well, I'm starting to feel a little better, and I haven't been drinking too much coffee lately. Maybe that's a good thing. So, you know, I have this concoction that I drink, with cayenne pepper and cinnamon and lemon and all of that in water in the morning. And you know what? Honestly, I think it's some good stuff. I really do. I think it's some good stuff. It kind of clears my throat, even though I still feel like I got a bit of that morning fog, you know, morning fog, frog. You know how I do on Wednesdays, you know, I roll out of bed and come straight and do the show and all of that and sound like, you know, I've got a frog in my throat or whatever, you know. But I think I'm doing pretty good this morning. I really, really do. So I hope that you are doing well. And, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling very good. I'm excited, you know, about all the possibilities that are out there. I'm excited about maybe even making a decision, you know, for a new beginning in a sense, kind of revamping who I am, what I do, where I should put my energy, where I shouldn't. You know, one of the sad things that I'm learning, and I say sad things because, I'm seeing that it's true. I've been told many times in the last month by people in the industry who are doing it, and, you know, are kind of part of my my network, mentors and all of that. And, you know, they were saying that people don't want to build with you until they see you be successful. And I've been really, really thinking about that statement a lot. They don't want to build with you until they see you be successful. The funny thing is, the interesting thing is, they don't have a problem with me building with them. And I thought about that. They don't have a problem with me supporting who they are and what they do. And just think if they were to turn around and do the same for me. So it's okay for me to build with them. And if is it okay for me to build with them because they make money off of what they do? And I'm a little bit limited when it comes to the money that I make off of what I do. Something to think about. So I'm going to really, really encourage you to find those win-wins out there. And I don't care what type of relationship it is. It is. It has to be a win-win. And there's always a way of building that. You know, each party should really, really benefit and feel good about being in that relationship. It should really, really work for both parties. And so I think, you know, I think it is possible, you know, to find relationships that work. Trust and believe if somebody shows you who they are in the beginning, that's who they are. Even if they show you a side that you really like and you start digging, trust and believe if they show you in the beginning, that's who they are. And sometimes we just don't want to see that, right? We just don't want to see that. So just, you know, trust yourself. You know, do a little research, kind of watch people. and don't just jump in blindly, you know. Maybe you stick your big toe in or whatever and just kind of see what that might feel like, you know, and if it's a good fit. And know that it's okay to walk away. Really, it's okay to walk away. I would not sign any contracts with anybody until I know that it really is a good fit. So, yeah, it's interesting. People don't want to build with you until they see you succeeding, but they don't have a problem reaching out for you to help them build. Something wrong in that, right? I want to play a piece. He's online right now, so I'm going to go ahead and play a piece by my dear, dear friend and love over in Switzerland. This is Chameleon, and I'm going to play My Shining Lights.
Inside your soul, I contemplate the child who's so ready to achieve and so eager to receive. Can't give up on you, just remember what I said and all those wholesome words that you've laid up in your head. It's been worthwhile the time that I've spent with you. If you look what life has sent to you, and remember to hold on, never for one moment should you think that I've forgotten you. The hateful and the rotten crew will pay for what they've done. Oh, I'm still by your side and we'll win the fight. So humble and contrite, ever holding you so tight, just enjoy the ride. The power and the might, and don't you fret for the wicked, cause you're all my shining light. You're all my shining light. They'll all reap what they've sown, so they take it for a joke right now. I'm planted like an oak right now, but that's the way I've grown. Our love will stay so true, he'll see you through and through. Ever lean upon his name, and he'll show you what to do. it's been worthwhile. The time that I've spent with you, maybe look what life has meant to you. And remember to hold on, never for one moment should you think that I've forgotten you. The hateful and the rotten crew will pay for what they've done. Oh, I'm still by your side and we'll win the fight. So humble and contrite, ever holding you so tight. Just enjoy the ride, the power and the might. And don't you fret for the wicked, cause you're all my shining light. I'm still by your side and we'll win the fight. So humble and contrite, ever holding you so tight. Just enjoy the ride, a power and a might. And don't you fret for the wicked, cause you're all my shining light. You're all my shining light.
I have been blessed many, many times being Lady Flavor to have people such as Chameleon, who you just heard with his piece, Shining Star, to come into my life. Excuse me, I have that frog coming back in my throat. I better drink some more of my concoction. But Chameleon is pretty special to me. I can't even think back how many years, you know, but for sure, you know, back to about 2009. We crossed paths, and you know, he's originally, you know, from the United States, moved over to Switzerland, and loves being over there. Has a beautiful family, you know, established as an artist over there. We had hoped to a few years back to get over there and travel and do some performance, you know, with him. But the cost, you know, of what it costs to fly over there. That just hasn't happened. I'm not going to say it's never going to happen, but, you know, it's challenging, you know, saving up money like that, you know, to get several people over, you know. But it'll happen one of these days. But, you know, there's something really special about him. And he doesn't come online, you know, that often. So when he does, I try to take advantage of, you know, catching his attention and stuff. So I just told him I was playing his music. Shout outs to you, my love, Chameleon, over there in Switzerland, and to your family. But this is where the payoff is. This is where the payoff, when I get the opportunity to meet beautiful, beautiful people, you know, beautiful souls and people that are doing it right. And one thing I will say is please, do it right. Whatever your connections are, do it right. And if it's not morally right, ethically right, don't do it. Because trust and believe, at some point, karma's going to come back and bite you in the butt. It just really, really is. You know, it's kind of like that. What's done in the dark will come to the light. Yeah, I really, really believe that. And I think that's what's hard, is watching people not do things right. You know, not being right by people, not being honest with people, using and abusing people in this industry. That's really hard for me to stand by and watch. And I've been witnessing a lot of it lately. And I think that's what's taken a little bit of a toll, too, on me, is to see people, you know, talk one direction and then do something so very different. And it's kind of like contradicting who they are in person, contradicting who they are as an artist, contradicting their art. And so, you know, just be honest. Be good people. Treat people the way that you want to be treated. And, you know, we can turn this all around just within ourselves. It starts with us. We can turn this all around. So I'm so glad that I woke up this morning to share this time with you. I hope you've enjoyed the gentleman that I played on today's show, because it was all men, right? And I did a show that was all about the women. So, you know what? It's okay. It's okay to give love to the men, right? But, yeah. So, enjoy your hump day. Kimora was excited, you know, about getting out there and heading to school. So, I can't wait to hear how her first day in kindergarten goes. And I know it's going to be exciting. I know that she's going to have great, great stories to tell me when she gets home. So I want to close out today's show with one of my favorite pieces by Paris Toon and Mother's Favorite Child off of their Baptism by Fire CD. This is called Brooklyn Baby. Have a great, great day. And see you next Wednesday here at the Coffee House for Morning Coffee with Flava.
Like she could use the rescue from a friend. Now she was in no way in any kind of danger.
How much flattery can a female take
from strangers on the make?
Strangers on the make.
Now how should I approach her without sounding like the rest?
They say the best policy is out of state.
Her beauty overwhelmed me. What she possessed made me almost second guess, but I can't let her get away from me. Never had I had such beauty at arm's reach, and I never thought that she could be digging me, and I never thought that all the other ones would disappear until now.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
And she had a swagger like I never seen before.
She was from Brooklyn, baby. Baby,
that girl's just bad, and I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
When I made my entrance into the room, I was hoping I'd be
on your mind
for the rest of the evening. At my highest level of expectation,
I didn't think that you'd be overwhelming to me.
Ooh, so I couldn't correct her, but never before had it seemed so right. And it was your body halo that brought me to you tonight.
Said I need and want everything that you own.
And in trade, when I awake from this daze, you own my soul. Never had I had such beauty in arm's reach, and I never thought that she could be digging me. And I never thought that all the other ones would disappear until now.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
She was from Brooklyn, baby.
And she had a swagger that I never seen before.
She was from Brooklyn, baby. Baby.
That girl's just bad, and I know
tonight I'm gonna